Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump's special advisor on the coronavirus pandemic, Dr. Scott Atlas, has resigned. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports that despite strong support from President Trump, Atlas's brief tenure was marred by blunders and controversy.
Scott Atlas was a radiologist by training, but public health experts were appalled by his lack of scientific rigor. In October, Twitter removed a tweet from Atlas in which he argued against the use of face masks based on junk science. Since he began his job in August, nearly 100,000 Americans have died of COVID-19.
Johns Hopkins now puts the overall death toll in the U.S. at more than 268,000. Atlas confirmed his resignation in a tweet Monday evening. The NFL's Pittsburgh Steelers and Baltimore Ravens have a date to play for a third time. The league says the teams will play this Wednesday. The game's been postponed multiple times because of a continuing coronavirus outbreak on the Ravens. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
The game between these two division rivals originally was scheduled for Thanksgiving night, but then their Thursday game became a Sunday game, then a Tuesday game, and now Wednesday afternoon in Pittsburgh. The bouncing ball nature of the contest followed a week-long cascade of positive coronavirus tests among the Ravens. More than 20 players have either tested positive or been exposed to the virus. On Wednesday, Baltimore will be missing a reported 12 active players, including reigning league MVP quarterback Lamar Jackson. The rescheduling is just one of a growing number of challenges the NFL is facing as it tries to navigate the pandemic while cases surge nationwide. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The NFL San Francisco 49ers will play their next couple of home games in Phoenix at the Arizona Cardinals Stadium. The 49ers forced to find a place to play after Santa Clara County, California announced new coronavirus rules, including a three-week ban on practices and games for contact sports. Governor Gavin Newsom warning that a surge in infections threatens to overwhelm California hospitals. The Supreme Court reviewing President Trump's directive to alter the 2020 census numbers used to determine the next electoral college map. On NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports that the justices heard oral arguments on Tuesday.
Many of the Supreme Court justices sounded skeptical about whether President Trump can come up with the data needed to remove unauthorized immigrants from census figures that the Constitution says must include the whole number of persons in each state. ACLU attorney Dale Ho says he's worried the administration may try to override the Census Bureau's experts and release numbers of, quote, dubious accuracy.
I don't think there's any guarantee that the administration wouldn't try to ram something through, even if the professionals didn't believe that that number met accepted standards in social science.
The Trump administration's attorney says the Bureau is working very hard to produce the needed data. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR. Anti-government protests are ongoing in Guatemala as indigenous people block the Inter-American Highway to demand the resignation of corrupt officials. Meanwhile, the Inter-American Press Association is calling for an end to attacks on journalists covering the protests, as Maria Martin reports.
12 journalists, many from leading TV, radio, and newspaper outlets, were attacked during protests in Guatemala City this weekend. The alleged attackers were hooded men who opposition politicians suspect of being government infiltrators. Now the Inter-American Press Association wants the Guatemalan government to ensure safety for working journalists. Association President Jorge Canahuati urged the government to guarantee that journalists can work freely without any type of retaliation. The Guatemalan Press Association says since President Alejandro Yamate assumed the presidency last January, more than 125 attacks against journalists have been reported, including two murders. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.
China is preparing to attempt to land a robotic probe on the surface of the moon. An exact timeline has not been made public, but touchdown is expected sometime Tuesday morning, Eastern Time. The probe is to drill for rock samples and return them to Earth. If successful, China would join the U.S. and Russia in retrieving such samples from the moon. Asian stock markets higher. The markets in Shanghai, Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Sydney all advanced in Tuesday trading as Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell prepares to appear before the Senate Banking Committee Tuesday. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.